For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Lawmakers had hoped to keep the decks at the State House clear this session to be able to focus on improving the state's public school system. A major education bill has already been approved by the House, but matters regarding the state's energy future are generating a lot of attention. Aside from the enormous question of whether or not the state should sell Santee Cooper, the debt-plagued state-owned utility, the future of solar energy is being debated. Two bills to expand the use of solar are slowly advancing in the Senate. One would see requirements for utilities to continue to support the use of solar. The other would encourage competition in energy markets by allowing new energy providers to be able to push into traditional utility service areas, something Beaufort Senator Tom Davis says it's time for.
There ought to be competition in energy production markets, and that those entities that can generate power most cheaply ought to be able to generate that power and sell it to the grid so that consumers enjoy the benefit of those lower prices. I mean, that's the objective here.
The solar bill passed the House this session on a rare unanimous vote. Both the House and Senate have started a process that could see the eventual sale of Santee Cooper, but the question of should the state sell it and what impact it might have on the cost of electricity to some 2 million South Carolinians is growing greater by the week. Ways and Means Committee Chairman Sumter Representative Merle Smith told his House colleagues this week if the utility isn't sold, there will have to be major changes in Santee Cooper's management and operations.
I don't know whether they're going to continue 6 months from now or whether they're going to continue operating 6 years from now. But the one thing that cannot continue is the status quo of Santee Cooper. That has to change.
The Senate reversed its course this week and moved away from its original idea of instructing the governor to handle a proposed sale of Santee Cooper to leaving all decisions in the hands of the General Assembly, like the House has proposed. Here's Senate President Harvey Peeler of Gaffney.
I still think it's the best way. But I heard loud and clear a week ago, and it reminded me that the state of South Carolina is a legislative state. The executive branch in the state of South Carolina is a mere twig.
The $4 billion debt Santee Cooper acquired from the V.C. Summer nuclear project and questions about how that could impact ratepayers in future years is driving the calls to sell. However, some senators see the public power utility as too great an asset to part with, like Berkeley County Senator Larry Grooms.
I believe that to sell Santee Cooper is not a solution, but a reaction. I think there's a difference.
Executives with two major energy companies told a Senate subcommittee this week selling Santee Cooper to an investor-owned utility would, in their view, result in rate increases for Santee Cooper customers. The Senate is on the verge of passing a bill that would see the cap on damages that can be awarded for negligence by the state or by counties that are insured by the state raised. The bill would raise the cap from $300,000 to $500,000 per victim and from $600,000 to $1 million per accident. Darlington Senator Gerald Malloy is the bill's primary sponsor.
We do wrong. We hurt our citizens. We have negligent behavior in some of our agencies. If someone goes renegade with a truck from ABC agency and runs into people and it's their fault, it's not that person's fault. That person should suffer because they live in the state of South Carolina because the legislature failed to act.
If enacted, it would be the first time in over 30 years the cap on damages has increased. The House has given key approval to a bill streamlining the state's civil forfeiture laws. The proposed law would pretty much abolish the forfeiture of property, except in criminal convictions. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.